NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, it's Lucky Jim, and I'm going to be talking about my new release, VO, on Long Player.
What's the meaning behind the name VO?
I guess that kind of sets the theme for the album, really. So VO stands for volts per octave, which is a way that analog synthesizers, that's how the way the voltage controls the pitch, so 1 volt per octave.
Can you tell me a bit about the first track, track one?
What I wanted to do was just something with really simple kind of rolling drums and a really minimal bass line that was sort of in the background, but noticeable. That track especially is really inspired by an artist called Recondite, who makes quite weird electro sort of ambient, really minimal music that I really enjoy. I guess the whole album is kind of me attempting to imitate some other artists that I really, really like. I wanted to start with a really minimal and simple synthesizer sequence, which just kind of, it just kind of blips on the beat pretty much. I guess the whole album is just really simple themes that change slowly over time. The bass line is kind of a little bit more complicated because it runs in, it's a three-bar phrase rather than a four-bar, so it kind of spices it up a bit. But again, it's that background kind of sound that is far more interesting to me than a really in-your-face melody or something.
Thank you.
Track 3 is a little more hectic than the other ones. It's got more syncopation in the drums, more syncopation in the bass line, and it has the synthesizer that's sequenced over the top of it all is kind of, it's running shorter than an actual bar, so it kind of keeps jumping back out of time with everything else. I was listening to a song, Kuniyuki Takahashi. He made a whole lot of music in the mid-80s that uses weird time signatures, but is still really, really electronic and really, really danceable, which is, I guess, that's kind of what I'm trying to do, something that's not quite dance music, but you can still dance to. We'll be right back. Track four, I wanted to do something with a really, really full-on drum beat. So it has this like these like low toms, and it kind of builds and builds and builds until it gets pretty kind of tech, I guess. I guess that song was really inspired by a Swedish producer that I really like, who also makes pretty minimal, pretty spaced out ambient music. But his is really, really kind of tech house focused. So I wanted to make a song that kind of reminded me of the Swedish producer Doris Burg. And that one has a lot more of me actually playing in it. The first song, the synthesizer, the kind of melody of on the synthesizer is all played by hand. The drums and the bass are all sequenced, but in the other two songs, everything is sequenced and I'm just fiddling. But this one has a lot more of me playing by hand, playing with the actual keyboard, rather than just a sequencer. Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was